2012年，北京市高级中等学校招生考试，英语听力考试，现在开始。听力试题共三道大题，请同学们打开英语试卷第一页，请看听力理解第一道大题，请同学们做好答题准备。一，听对话，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三幅图片中选择与对话内容相符的图片，每段对话读两遍。
Number one, what terrible weather today?
Yeah, it's raining hard.
Number one, what terrible weather today?
Yeah, it's raining hard.
Number two, is there a computer in your office?
Oh yes, there is one on my desk.
Number two, is there a computer in your office?
Oh yes.There is one on my desk.
Number three. Well, today's main course is fish.
Fish? Oh, I like it.
Number three. Well, today's main course is fish.
Fish? Oh, I like it.Number four. Does Johnny like basketball?
Yes, he does. He's on the school team.
Number four. Does Johnny like basketball?
Yes, he does. He's on the school team.
二，听对话或独白。根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 ABC 三个选项中选择最佳选项，每段对话或独白读两遍。请听一段对话，完成第五至第六小题。
Excuse me.Is there a library near here?
Yes, there's one near here.
How do I get there?
Turn left at the traffic lights. Go along the street and past the post office. You will see the city bank. The library is next to it.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Excuse me, is there a library near here?
Yes, there's one near here.
How do I get there?
Turn left at the traffic lights. Go along the street and past the post office. You will see the city bank. The library is next to it.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Please listen to a dialogue. Complete number 7.至第八小题。
Are these pictures of your new flat, Hillary?
Yeah, I took them to send to my parents.
Looks great.
Thanks. This is the living room.
Big for Hong Kong and a nice view of the river.
Yeah.And this is my bedroom, my kitchen, and my study. This is my favorite room.
Oh, it looks really comfortable.
Yeah, the study is where I spend most of my time when I'm at home. My computer and TV are in here.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out for you after you had all that trouble finding a place.
Thanks.
Are these pictures of your new flat, Hillary?
Yeah, I took them to send to my parents.
Looks great.
Thanks. This is the living room.
Big for Hong Kong and a nice view of the river.
Yeah, and this is my bedroom, my kitchen, and my study. This is my favorite room.
Oh, it looks really comfortable.
Yeah, the study is where I spend most of my time when I'm at home. My computer and TV are in here.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out for you after you had all that trouble finding a place.
Thanks. Thank you for coming to answer my questions about life.
It's my pleasure.
What do you do every day?
I get up early, at 7, then I have breakfast. After that, I go to the gym.
Are you working on anything now?
Yes, I'm working on a new film called The Falling Town.
What do you do in the afternoon?
First, I have lunch, then I go to the studio and shoot some scenes.
Which part are you acting today?
I'm acting as a doctor in the new film.
That's very interesting. What do you do in the evening?
In the evening, I go home and have dinner.
Thank you for coming to answer my questions about life.
It's my pleasure.
What do you do every day?
I get up early, at 7, then I have breakfast. After that, I go to the gym.
Are you working on anything now?
Yes, I'm working on a new film called The Falling Town.
What do you do in the afternoon?
First, I have lunch, then I go to the studio and shoot some scenes.
Which part are you acting today?
I'm acting as a doctor in the new film.
That's very interesting. What do you do in the evening?
In the evening, I go home and have dinner.
Kate,
please add some hot water.
How's that now?
Oh, that feels so good on my aching feet. Thank you.
That's better, isn't it? It looked like you had a lot of fun today.
I really did, even if I was one of the last to finish the race.
That really doesn't matter, does it?
Not at all. I was just trying to do my best. There was one point where everything seemed so easy. I wasn't even tired. It was wonderful.
Well, now that the race is over, will you still be running every night after work?
I think so. I'm going to try to keep it up. You know, it's almost as much fun training as it is running in a race.
Really?
Yes. Maybe you should run with me, Kate. You'd see how good it can make you feel.
All except your feet. Have you forgotten about those?
For a moment I did. How about a little more hot water? Kate, please add some hot water.
How's that now?
Oh, that feels so good on my aching feet. Thank you.
That's better, isn't it? It looked like you had a lot of fun today.
I really did. Even if I was one of the last to finish the race.
That really doesn't matter, does it?
Not at all. I was just trying to do my best. There was one point where everything seemed so easy. I wasn't even tired. It was wonderful.
Well, now that the race is over, will you still be running every night after work?
I think so. I'm going to try to keep it up. You know, it's almost as much fun training as it is running in a race.
Really?
Yes. Maybe you should run with me, Kate. You'd see how good it can make you feel.
All except your feet. Have you forgotten about those?
For a moment I did. How about a little more hot water? Good day. I'm Michael, and I'm a science teacher at the Darwin School of Distance Education. We teach students aged 11 to 18. In many ways, teaching at a distance high school is just like teaching in an ordinary high school. We have to read and mark a lot of coursework, which the students hand in by mail. The biggest difference, I think, is the classroom. It's a small room and there's nobody in it except me. The other difference is that I give the class and do experiments in front of a camera. It seems strange at first, but it's easier than teaching in front of a class of 30 kids. Another difference, and this is the most difficult thing for me, is that I can't see any of the students. They can see me, but I can't see them, so I don't know if they are interested or bored by the lesson. But I can hear them, so I usually ask them questions during the lesson to make sure they're listening. Actually, most of my students are great. They listen carefully to the lessons, and they're very good at working on their own. Sometimes we have problems with one or two students. They don't do their coursework, or they don't log in any of the lessons. But this doesn't happen very often. In fact, students at a school of distance education work hard and often get good results, better than a lot of students at a regular school. Good day. I'm Michael, and I'm a science teacher at the Darwin School of Distance Education. We teach students aged 11 to 18. In many ways, teaching at a distance high school is just like teaching in an ordinary high school. We have to read and mark a lot of coursework, which the students hand in by mail. The biggest difference, I think, is the classroom. It's a small room and there's nobody in it except me. The other difference is that I give the class and do experiments in front of a camera. It seems strange at first, but it's easier than teaching in front of a class of 30 kids. Another difference, and this is the most difficult thing for me, is that I can't see any of the students. They can see me, but I can't see them, so I don't know if they are interested or bored by the lesson. But I can hear them, so I usually ask them questions during the lesson to make sure they're listening. Actually, most of my students are great. They listen carefully to the lessons, and they're very good at working on their own. Sometimes we have problems with one or two students. They don't do their coursework, or they don't log in any of the lessons. But this doesn't happen very often. In fact, students at a school of distance education work hard and often get good results, better than a lot of students at a regular school.
三，听对话，根据所听到的对话内容和提示词语，将所缺的关键信息填写在答题卡的相应位置上。对话读两遍。
Good morning, Healthy Dentistry. How may I help you?
I'd like to know when I can have a checkup.
Have you been here before?
Yes, that was 4 months ago.
Can I get your name, please?
Bill Appleman. That's A-P-P-L-E-M-A-N.
Yes, Mr. Appleman. Which dentist did you see on your last checkup?
It was Dr. Lee.
Would you like to suggest a time?
Does he have anything open in the evening?
Yes. We could fit you in on Monday, July 4th, at 7:30 in the evening.
Great. That'll work.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mr. Appleman. We'll see you Monday evening in room 315.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Healthy Dentistry. How may I help you?
I'd like to know when I can have a checkup.
Have you been here before?
Yes, that was 4 months ago.
Can I get your name, please?
Bill Appleman. That's A-P-P-L-E-M-A-N.
Yes, Mr. Appleman. Which dentist did you see on your last checkup?
It was Dr. Lee.
Would you like to suggest a time?
Does he have anything open in the evening?
Yes. We could fit you in on Monday, July 4th, at 7:30 in the evening.
Great. That'll work.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Mr. Appleman. We'll see you Monday evening in room 315.
Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.
2012年，北京市高级中等学校招生考试英语听力考试到此结束，请同学们将答案填涂或书写在答题卡上，然后继续做其他试题。